This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer. United Auto Workers voted on Friday to authorize a strike. The union is negotiating a new collective bargaining agreement with the big three Detroit automakers, Ford, GM, and Stellantis. It's important to say here that workers aren't on strike yet, but they have given union leaders the authority to call a strike if necessary. One of the UAW's demands, a four-day work week at five-day work week pay. Here's Marketplace's Matt Levin.
General Motors, Ford, and Stellantis have all posted billions in profits on recent earnings reports. That's emboldened the UAW, says Harry Katz, professor of labor relations at Cornell.
The auto companies are making significant profits because of steady sales. So the auto companies would have a lot to lose if the auto workers went on strike.
Katz says the union likely has bigger priorities than the four-day work week. Wage bumps of at least 40%, restoring guaranteed pension benefits. But getting a 32-hour work week without losing pay could help the UAW handle the transition to a green economy. Sharon Block is a professor at Harvard Law School.
It's a well-known fact that assembling electric vehicles takes fewer person power hours than an internal combustion engine.
The EV transition poses another challenge for auto workers, unionizing the plants that build EV batteries. I'm Matt Levin for Marketplace.